come together as a team.
See the fans here having some fun, dancing during the...
This is up my alley.
This is. Yeah, you're a good dancer, Ben? Alley.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I can shake a little tail feather here and there, get my groove on.
Well, we talked about the negatives a lot. We talk a lot about the negatives with this team, and it's because they have so much to improve on, and they're so close. They're only down by four, and we talk about how many negatives have we talked about? We mentioned everything.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the positives. The reason why they have so much potential. The reason why Tim Marvinides said 2 weeks ago that they can easily finish the season off undefeated the rest of the way because they know what kind of talent they have in this team. You talk about Anthony Iannotti at quarterback, the receivers you mentioned on that last play, growing the confidence. Just throws that ball up in the air. Iannotti had... He knew how much time was left. He knew that they needed a touchdown. He just throws one up, high up there, and going up to grab it was David Jennison, and even around there was Jordan Boykin. You talk about Calvin Phillips, the running back, what he can do. Defensively, they have playmakers all over the field. Anthony Hughes got the interception earlier. You talk about Cornell Johnson, who got some batted balls away. The tackling from Deontay Ball, Calvin Gant scoring the touchdown. They have so much talent on this team. It's just the little things that they have to shore up.
And that's what comes with being an expansion team and being a brand new team is that you're going to have these little mistakes. Now, the thing is, you can't have mistakes that cause you to give up points or cause you to give up yardage. You can't have those kind of penalties. Now, you can have little mistakes like, okay, I didn't block one guy. You got a loss for like 5 yards. Those are okay mistakes to make because you're only losing 5 yards, but you still hold on to the ball and you live to play another day. But the mistakes that give up touchdowns, give up yards.
The extra points, too. Yeah. You know, they had a penalty on an extra point attempt by Andrew Larson
and
of the
gives
edge,
him another
and
chance.
He missed the extra point, but he had another opportunity. He made it. That's 1 point right there. And then at the end of the half, Benjamin, they missed a field goal, but it was an offside by the Eagles, which gave him 5 more yards and another opportunity, another field goal, which he was able to convert.
And that's the thing. Like, yeah, you got to eliminate those penalties. You can't give teams second opportunities to score. And that's basically it. You can't give other teams, especially good teams, another opportunity to score or second chances.
So here's the start of the second half. The kickoff is a bouncer, and it goes from the 25 to the 20, hits Anthony Hughes' leg. He falls over, and he can't grab it. Picked up by Gant, and Gant's going to take it to the 20, to the 15. He's got one man to beat, to the 5, trying to go all the way. He gets into... No, they rule it short,
they
but
really
what
short.
A reserve by Alvin Gant. He had a man on his horse collar and just kept going, kept riding, took him all the way down
Keep
the one-yard line.
Those feet, but it looks like he might be slow to get up here.
And Calvin Gant is down, and he wanted that touchdown. He takes his helmet off. There's a flag that comes in late. And Calvin Gant does not look well, Benjamin.
No,
he's still down.
He's
got multiple coaches around him.
Looks like he might have got, in trying to make that run, it looks like he might have maybe tweaked a back or something like that.
We got to right here. See the hold on the defender still, trying to bring him down.
Yeah, he's trying to bring him down, but he's... And see, once you have one positive, you negate it with the negative. And that's something, you have this great run, and now you just bring in a negative attitude.
So they get a penalty on that play on sportsmanlike conduct on a great return by Calvin Gant. And Gant is now up, and he's walking off the field. So good
that's
sign
great.
That
good
he's
sign.
Getting up
good
and walking off under his own
up.
Power. And hopefully he is okay.
And it looks like he was just being dragged down. Might be something with his back. Maybe his lower back got tweaked there. Because at this angle, you can see it a little bit better. He's getting pulled from his neck while he's trying to run. So it's like one force is pulling you back by the neck, and the other force is, you know, you're trying to run to get to a touchdown. And as good as that play was, you see the negative part of the team, and they get a penalty that pushes them another 15 yards back for unsportsmanlike by the Eagles bench.
Yeah, they had the ball on the one. They're going to be starting out from the 16, breaking huddle. Anthony Iannotti under center. He's got Phillips in the backfield. 3 wide receivers set, 2 of them to the right, 1 to the left. As they resume play, Iannotti moves in motion to the right. Jordan Boykin takes the snap, throws a screen pass to Jennison as he goes upfield at about the 14, maybe the 13-yard line, picks up a few yards.
And that's what Iannotti's been completing a lot here too tonight. Little dump off passes just because nothing's open downfield.
So second down and about 7 yards. Just underway here in the third quarter. As back in at center too, Benjamin, I want to mention Anthony Bullock.
Yeah, I'm seeing that right now.
As out of the shotgun, he gets a good snap. Handoff to Howard coming from the slot position, and he maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. Really nowhere to go for Stacy Howard.
And you see what kind of difference, you know, in your play calling when you don't have it at the 2 yard line and you have it out at the 16. There's a different set of plays that you call now, and that penalty is a big backbreaker for the offense because now they're not at the 2 yard line. Instead, they're at the 15 or they're at the 14 yard line, and now they have to change the whole offensive mind because they had the ball super close. Now they're all the way back up, and now you got to work harder to get the touchdown.
Third down, Iannotti out of the gun, takes the snap, looks left. No pressure. The user to Calvin Phillips at the 15. Spins inside of the 10. Now back to the outside. Spins again. First down at the 5 yard line. Down to about the 4. Great play by Calvin Phillips. The extra effort. The spins. The jukes. The broken tackles as he gets the Eagles back inside the 5 yard line. Looking to score and take over control of this game early in the third quarter.
Yeah, and Calvin was running like a man on a mission right there. He ended up breaking tackles, doing a couple spins, and doing a couple cutbacks, making guys miss all over the field. And as you see the replay, you know, he was making a miss. And that's what they need to do. They need to get Calvin in space so he can do that, and he has the opportunity to do that because running him out of the backfield, the defense is too keyed on that.
So they mark it just outside the 5 into the game. Chris Perry for Calvin Phillips as Iannotti under center. Toss to Perry to the outside. Gets a couple blocks as he bursts through the middle and scores on a touchdown. And he throws the ball high in the air. The Eagles take the lead. Chris Perry gets in for his first touchdown of the night. Eagles 26, Edge 24.
And this play is kind of opened up because I don't think the Edge anticipated them to run the football without Calvin Phillips. So it kind of caught them off surprise, and they end up running into the house. They were looking for a holding, but there was no holding on that play.
And what I love about that, who's the first person that greets Chris Perry as he comes off the sideline? Calvin Phillips.
Yeah.
First person up, says great job, as they both have scored now here in this game, in the Eagles.
And you like to see that kind of support from your teammates.
It's all about teamwork.
Yeah,
they have to gel as a team of one unit. Great blocking.
Yeah, great blocking up front by the line. It looks like they came around to pull, and the offensive line just muscled up the defensive line and pushed through.
David Thomas set to get the extra point. He missed one, low snap, but the hold was good by Stacy Howard, and Thomas fell to his feet, but he got it to go.
He got hit. I'm surprised there wasn't a flag right there. That was like a running into the kicker. You still got to throw the flag even though the field goal was scored.
27-24, the Eagles take a 3-point lead as they score quickly here in the third quarter with just over 12 minutes to go on a 5-yard run from Chris Perry. One more look at that.
And look at the offensive line show their muscle. The offensive line on that play shows why they're the offensive line, and they push the defensive line around right there. Got them to the end zone. And another thing with that was a great drive by the Eagles right there. They did have a penalty that pushed them back, but they recovered from that penalty, and it shows the heart of, you know, what kind of heart they have.
So the Eagles get their first lead of the game. They've trailed all game long. It was either a tie or they were down. So now up by 3.
And this is huge for them to come out for the second half and capitalize and, you know, get some of that momentum back that they lost going into the half.
Well, Anthony Hughes, he said it, nothing game going into the second half, and that's the mindset they're going to have. Let's see if they can hold on here, though. They got the lead. Now it's about finishing. There's still plenty of time left, obviously. We know how quick the game is played here in the CIF. Mm-hmm. Only 50-yard field, only 22 yards wide. Only 16 players on the field.
And you score quickly. You score quickly. And in bunches.
So David Thomas high, and that hits the ceiling. Our third ceiling kick of the night. Two for Thomas and one for the edges kicker, Andrew Larson.
Gonna have to talk to the UIC pavilion people.
But
about,
you know what, though,
it's
not something that I don't think is that bad, because you still have 25 yards to go. It's only at midfield, and you talk about some of the kickoffs we've seen on the squib kicks can be very dangerous on the defense. But where each, you got to take it to the house.
Yeah, but each yard is important
in
football.
That and is true. And it's a game of inches.
Yeah, and you want to start at the 15 opposed to the 25. You prefer to have them at the 15 or the 10 or even the 5 if you had your wish in a perfect world.
Caleb Holbrook out of the gun, three wide receiver set. Takes a low snap, fakes the handoff, looks to the left, has a man at the 15 to out of bounds at about the 12, 13-yard line. On the catch was Ryan Pejos. He's had a good game here tonight. He had an early drop in the first quarter, but since then he's got a touchdown pass. He's had a couple more catches as he goes over the middle a lot for this offense.
Well, he's got good hands, and he knows when, you know, he's going to get the contact from the boards, and he looks the ball all the way in. He makes the catch, and, you know, he's a good receiver. And the combination of Holbrook and him have been paying off tonight.
Darylin Dunn in at running back on the right hip of quarterback Caleb Holbrook. One more receiver to the left. Hands it off to Dunn up the middle. He cuts back inside. Brought down almost immediately by the defensive back Devontae Ball, who had that forced fumble earlier on Holbrook, which was picked up by Calvin Gant, who returned it for a touchdown. Calvin Gant went down at the start of the third quarter, and we still have not had word yet. I don't see him on the sideline, though. I do see him now. He's just standing up. He's not out in the field, though.
What's a good sign that he's standing up?
And Holbrook throws the sideline, and Muhammad dove to make the play, but I believe it was caught. A great catch by Darren Clark
Jr. Great concentration right there.
Good throw to fit that in a window. Muhammad had good coverage.
Yeah, because that looked like it was going to get intercepted. And he managed to get that ball through there. I still don't know how he got that ball through there. So I would like to see the replay, see how he got that through there, because that right there was I'm still wondering how he got that through. It just went through his hands right there.
So be a second and two. They bring in a second running back, so they keep Darylin Dunn in the game. They bring in Andre Raymond. Let's see how they line up. They're going to have Dunn play fullback, and Raymond as the halfback in the I-4 position. And the toss, Raymond, we've seen this play before, and it's lit up in the backfield, and who else but Deontay Ball. I tell you what, he's been the player of the game in my book so far for this defense of the Eagles.
He's been all over the place. Anytime you see any kind of action on the field, he's right in the middle of it.
Deontay Ball has been a force, and he continues to make plays defensively. Check this again, Benjamin.
Yeah, and he blows this one up, shoots the route, or he shoots the play. Just shoots the middle right there. String it out and let the speed guy come in.
That's
and get
team
it.
Football. You see Cornell Johnson take the blocker out.
Exactly, so and that's what Anthony was talking about before, is that we got somebody to take the front blocker so I can make an easier play.
The pitch on the same play to the right, and looking to pass now is Raymond as he gets brought down behind the line of scrimmage. The Eagles did not fool them, and Brian Glenn makes the play. It was a toss pass to Andre Raymond. Looked like the same exact play, but the other way.
Yeah,
but
they
it looks
ran
like
it
he
to the other side.
It was a design throw, actually.
Yeah, I think he was going to pull up, and he was going to actually try to throw that. And good defense by the Eagles sniffed that play out and making the tackle here.
And you couldn't have asked for a better start for this half
for
the
Eagles. You couldn't, because right now they got the momentum on their side. They're starting to come together as a team. All they have to do is keep the momentum, keep it going in their direction, and hopefully come out of here with a win and the first home win.
So the Eagles will take over on a turnover on downs from their own 10-yard line. Anthony Iannotti in the huddle. Same receivers with David Jennison, who had a touchdown reception. Stacey Howard as well as Jordan Boykin in the slot.
Let's see if the Eagles can get a touchdown here, get a cushion.
Iannotti looking deep downfield to Stacey Howard. He has him, but overthrows it a little bit. There was three guys on Howard, but he beat them all, and Iannotti put a little bit too much power on that throw.
Yeah, he overthrew him. He put a little bit too
he
much
had
mustard
him.
On
he
that
He had
one.
Him.
Yeah, he had him wide open down the center of the field. And even a little pass interference at the end that the officials seemed to let go. Look at the hand comes in. Look at the little hold right there at the end.
I still think it was just a little bit too far for Howard, the outstretched arms, but you still got to call it.
You see it? Yeah, you got to still call it.
So second down, but what that does, it keeps the defense honest
that
they are going to try these deep down throws. Now the handoff to Calvin Phillips, a star running back up the middle, breaks one tackle and pushes forward to about the 14-yard line. He is a force, and you cannot bring him down with one guy.
Yeah, he's the one that initiates contact, and he loves the contact, and he loves running through the contact. He's the one that he's looking for contact, and I think that gets him going because, you know, the more contact he has, the more, you know, the more of a powerful runner he becomes.
Iannotti breaks huddle. He's got three wide receivers to right. In the slot is Jordan Boykin. In the back, we get a running head start, as always, David Jenderson and Stacy Howard. Iannotti out of the gun. Phillips on his left hip. Fakes the handoff. Iannotti going to run it himself. Now as he breaks out to the outside and a little shoestring tackle.
Another
is Benjamin Wichita.
Yeah, another shoestring tackle.
Up to the 17-yard line.
It's like the carpet's eating them up out here.
So we have a fourth and short. And it looks like they will remain on the field. Remember, no punting here in the CIF. No one punts here. We're going to go for it, or we're going to kick a field goal. And the field goals, that's a long one here indoor with the ceiling. And
it's basically playing Madden. No punting.
If you play Madden that way, I'm never going to play with you. So Iannotti breaks
go
huddle.
Go for it, go for it.
Out of the gun. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. He's got Calvin Phillips in the backfield alongside him. Fourth down, need a first down to keep this drive going. Takes a snap, pressure coming, scrambles outside, throws a pass, caught at about the 24-yard line is David Jenison, and that's going to be a first down Eagles.
And Jenison has had two big catches today, and I think he had another big catch for a first down earlier in the third quarter, so make that three big catches. He has that one, the touchdown, and the one previous to that. And a good way to help out his quarterback because he comes to the ball just because Iannotti's scrambling, he's running away from pressure.
Tough throw to make coming off your back foot. It was not a perfect spiral.
No,
and that's
it
a tough catch to make when that's not a perfect spiral.
Yes,
so good play from Iannotti, good catch from Jenison. First and 10.
And here's the replay again.
Iannotti takes the snap, looks downfield. No one there. He's going to take it himself and gets wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. Going to lose some yards on the play as they blow it dead.
And that's something you kind of have to do.
That's not a bad play, though.
It's not a bad play. Take the sack, live to play another down. You got the second. You're on second and, 11, second and 12. You know, just be smart.
And it looks like they're going to mark him very close to the line of scrimmage, so lost maybe 1 yard.
And that's the whole thing. Be smart about your decisions and make sure that you're not throwing the ball away.
So the Eagles break huddle here on their home turf, UIC Pavilion in Chicago, Illinois, looking for their first win of the season. They come in 0-3 against the 1-1 Bloomington Edge. Second down and 11. Iannotti takes a snap, hands off Stacy Howard. He comes off the receiver edge of the slot. He's breaking a few tackles, keeps his legs turning, and gets up inside the 20 to about the 18-yard line. It's going to be a third and manageable for the Eagles.
And you see right there, when you eat the ball, you get a chance to live another down, and you pick up some positive yards. And this is just a simple wide receiver handoff. And which is key here is that you get them sprinting. So he's already got the momentum. And all he has to do is look the ball into his stomach and continue to run and continue to move his legs.
So third down and about, you get to the 15-yard line. It's about 3 yards. As Iannotti comes out under center. Calvin Phillips, the lone back. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Iannotti moves in motion as Stacy Howard goes to the left, fakes the handoff, almost fumbles it, picks it back up. Iannotti scrambling to the right, throws one away, and caught at about the 17-yard line. A flag comes flying in from the back. The catch was made by David Jenderson, but we're going to see what the call is going to be.
I think that was a broken play.
It was definitely, you saw Iannotti actually dropped the ball. He picked it back up. It was a fake handoff, I believe, to Calvin Phillips, and Stacy Howard came through.
And I don't know which one thought they were supposed to take the ball.
That's the second time we've seen that.
Yeah. And it's understandable. You're a new team, new people on the field too as well. I mean, these guys probably have only been together for 2 weeks, so those kind of mistakes you're going to see.
Looking forward to see what the call was. I didn't see anything that jumped out at me.
Unless
we'll get the call from the official. No foul. So they did agree with me. I didn't see anything. I was finally right about something, right? So fourth down.
Yeah, it's hard to agree with those guys down there.
Eagles. Eagles will stay on the field. One more look at that broken play.
Yeah. And that's what it was. It was a broken play. And luckily he got positive yardage out of it.
Made something out of nothing.
Yeah. And that's to the point of Iannotti. He's a great athlete, so he can do things like that.
So fourth down, big play here for the Eagles. Moving in motion on the left. It's two receivers. Hands it off to Phillips right at the middle. He's stuffed at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. Great play by the edge linebacker, number 5, Dante McCoy, who got right in there and met Calvin Phillips at the line of scrimmage.
Met him at the point of attack. And the replay will show where they met at. It's like a collision.
And so that'd be a turnover on downs for the Eagles. The edge had their turnover and downs previously on their drive. They trail by 3, 27-24 lead for the Chicago Eagles.
And here we go. Here's the replay. And it's just a simple handoff, and no one blocked him. So he had a free hit at Calvin, and that's what happens when you don't block. Get a free hit.
So the edge, I know that question.
I know that one too. Yeah.
Well, technically.
85-86. Because when I was a kid, I used to be confused too about it.
It was the 85 Bears.
But yeah. We won in 86, you know.
Well, the Super Bowl was played in 1986.
Yeah. So it got, as a kid, you're confused.
Yeah, but everybody knows them as the 85 Bears.
Yeah. Super Bowl shuffle days.
That was fun. Every kid that was a kid back then memorized those lyrics.
Yeah, I did. I think I could sing some of the verses now.
So the edge come out offensively out of the gun, takes the handoff, throwing out to the right on the far sideline, brought down immediately and almost picked up Chris Muhammad, and he does put him down gently, and making the catch was Darren Clark Jr.
He didn't want to do that extracurricular. He looked like he was gonna slam, do a takedown.
I thought he might up, and that would not have been a smart decision, but
no,
he does pull
not.
Up. Second down.
I think some of these guys might have a future in wrestling, too. If this doesn't work out, they can come to some wrestling.
Caleb Holbrook out of the gun. 3-wide receiver set. Hands it off to Andre Raymond as he tries to cut back to the inside and nowhere really to go. There was no room. He was held up pretty quickly. Kevin Morris Sr. in there along with the defensive lineman of Brian Glenn.
And they've been doing a great job in stopping the run. And the replay will show that it's a handoff, but the initial contact, you get a hit, then you get your buddies to join you in the tackling.
That was one of Tim Marvinitis' keys, and I thought they got to slow start, stopping the run, but lately they've been very good. Throws it out to the left on the near sideline, caught near the 20-yard line. That should be a first down. And the edge, waiting the signal, it will be first down edge. Making the catch on the play. It was number 14, Orlando Harris, a little button hook.
Yeah, get out of bounds. Get some positive yardage.
Just about 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Eagles lead 27-24 out of the gun. Fakes the pass, now throws it deep to the near corner. There's a flag down. The ball hung in the air, making the defensive play was Cornell Johnson, but the flag came down before the play, and Anthony Hughes looks like, what did I do? And they might get him for holding as Orlando Harris was going for that pass.
Yeah, a little bit too much contact down there. And automatic first down.
So that was not defensive holding. That was pass interference.
And let's look at the replay and see where we can see this pass interference.
Well, the flag was already out, so it was on the initial break.
So it must have been when he was holding him and when he was trying to go around him. He held him up. Because I didn't see much contact that'll grant a penalty flag.
So they will get the ball to the 16-yard line. First down for the edge. Andre Raymond in the backfield at running back. as Caleb Holbrook scrambles, pressure coming. He gets up a few yards, gets down to about the 12-yard line, taken down, hit first by Deontay Ball and finished off on the play by Ayub Amidah.
Yeah, Holbrook decides to just take this himself.
I don't think it was a design run.
I don't think so either. But you know what? He tucked it in early, though. He did tuck it in early. That means that that defensive line and the defensive pressure is getting to him.
So Caleb Holbrook out of the gun. Manning the backfield is Andre Raymond. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Takes a snap, and this is a design run. Up the middle, gets a block from his running back, Andre Raymond. Picks up positive yardage near a first down, maybe about a yard short.
Yeah, he's a couple yards short. And good defense right there. Good way to bring him down, make the tackle at the end of it so he doesn't pick any more yards up. Good block by the running back. And good way to shed off the running back and shed off the block and make the tackle.
Under 2 minutes to go, your Chicago Eagles lead by three. You're tuned in. Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network, powered by IMS and Eversport. Cody Grant along with Benjamin Fonseca as the Bloomington Edge threatening here inside the 10-yard line. Third down and short, taking the snap, looking out to the right, and brought down in a fumble on the play.
Picked up by the Eagles.
Ayub Amidah recovers the fumble after the sack and the force by the Eagles. Number 23,
great
Deontay Ball, his second forced fumble of the evening.
There
and
goes
I said,
that guy.
Benjamin, player of the game so far, he's going to continue. And at the end of this game, if they do pull it out, watch this blitz all the way from the deep safety position.
Yeah, he held on to the ball way too long.
Deontay Ball, what a play. And Ayub Amidah recovers the fumble, Eagles possession.
Great play by the defense right there. He comes in untouched, and creates the fumble. Wow, great defense right there.
You see the Bloomington Edge fans that made it out to the game. You mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Benjamin,
let's go back to the replay. And look at who's untouched. Your man, your guy, untouched, nobody on him. And he caused the fumble. The ball's on the floor. Now, you kind of wish he would get up and pick this one up and take it to the house, but
Ayub's a big guy.
Yeah, he is a defensive lineman.
He did the right thing, just fall on that ball and give the possession back to the Eagles offense, and that's exactly what Ayub did. But that would be funny to see Ayub score a touchdown back the other way.
Exactly. I would love
to
see
that.
But he's
fast. He's got wheels. He can do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he should have got that.
Anthony Iannotti out of the shotgun, back the other way. Two wide receivers to the left is Stacy Howard along with David Jennison. On the right is number three, Jordan Boykin. In the backfield, Calvin Phillips on his right hip. Iannotti takes a snap, gives over to Phillips up the middle, cuts it out to the far sideline, and really didn't get out in space and brought down near the line of scrimmage. Maybe a one-yard gain by Calvin Phillips. On the play was number nine, Antonio Ficklin.
Well, that's good. Really, you see the defensive line didn't give up on the play here. They follow it all the way down the line, and they keep on going. So Ficklin followed it all the way down the line, and he kept on going with the play. Didn't give up on the play and made a tackle from behind.
So second down and about nine to go.
And like I said, I think they really need to get Calvin in space so he can use his legs and use his motor to
Calvin's had a slow game. He's had some good runs. He had the touchdown run. Iannotti takes the snap, looks down the middle of the field, pressure coming, steps up, throws to the near sideline. Caught at about the 21-yard line and brought down was Jordan Boykin. Getting closer to their first down. It will be third down and about 3 yards to go. They have to get to the 18-yard line. Jordan Boykin on that comeback route, try to turn it back upfield, just not enough space.
Yeah, not enough space here.
But great catch.
And it's back to the run, sliding down the line and trying to make a tackle. Yeah, he didn't have much space out there on that throw. And you know what? You got to do that. Maybe they break a tackle. Maybe something happens. The player falls. You never know. So it's good that you know you get some kind of yards after the catch, some yak, you know. So right there he wasn't able to, but he still got positive yards by making the catch.
That's going to do it for the third quarter. Your Chicago Eagles lead the Bloomington Edge 27-24. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back to bring you the fourth quarter here on the Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network, powered by IMS and Eversport.
¿Quieres tener un trabajo en algo que te encante, es divertido y conozcas muchas personas? El Illinois Media School tiene muchas cosas increíbles que ofrecer. No solo hacer segmentos de audio al aire y usar equipos de cámara, incluso puedes tener tu propio show de radio o televisión y ser exitoso. Este programa especial te da el camino rápido a entrenar en la industria y puedes tener tu propio show en solo semanas. Illinois Media School. Llama al 630-916-1700 o visita bionair.com/Lombard y empieza tu carrera en broadcasting ya.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
¿Quieres tener un trabajo en algo que te encante, es divertido y que conozcas muchas personas? Illinois Media School tiene muchas cosas increíbles que ofrecer. No solo hacer segmentos de audio al aire y usar equipos de cámara, e incluso puedes tener tu propio show de radio o televisión y ser exitoso. ¡Llama ahora! Este programa especial te da el camino rápido al entrenar en la industria y puedes tener tu propio show en solo semanas. Illinois Media School. Llame al 630-916-1700 o visite beonair.com/Lombard.
Welcome back, Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network, powered by IMS and Eversport. Cody Grant along with Benjamin Fonseca. Chicago Eagles lead the Bloomington Edge by 3, 27-24. Eagles looking for their first win. We're live at the USC Pavilion in Chicago, Illinois. And yeah, the Eagles played some good football. They have an offensive possession, looking to extend their lead, moving the ball downfield very well.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good right now, and hopefully they can score and capitalize and get some breathing room here. This would be huge if they score a touchdown here to at least go up by, 9? And if they kick the extra point, 10.
Ainani takes the snap, hands it off to Calvin Phillips, fakes the handoff. It's an option run. And again, I talked to this to Tim Arvidas before the game. It's going to fool both of us up here because that's a quick movement. But Ainani, they're going to use that moving forward. And he picks up a few yards and a first down to move the chains.
Well, Ainani, like I've been saying, he's an athlete and he can do all these things. He can run, he can throw. I mean, if you want to put him out there on a trick play to catch the football, he can do that as well. So, I mean, he's a football player. He can do anything.
Ainani out of the gun. Calvin Phillips on his left hip, moving to Howard in motion along with Boykin. He gets the handoff to Boykin coming through, and he's going to get wrestled down in the backfield by Antonio Ficklin. That play they've tried by moving that slot receiver over to the other side and trying the handoff in the backfield hasn't worked that well. The only positive yards they had was on the Stacey Howard run earlier in the game.
And it's because you're not getting the chemistry. You're not getting the blocking up front. As we look at the replay, you're not getting blocking up front, and that's what's happening. So as you see this guy come down, he's going to get the handoff, but there's no blocking because all the linemen have already moved upfield because that play takes a little bit longer to develop than the actual regular handoff.
Ainati out of the gun. It's going to be second and long as he moves Howard in. Jennison in motion, takes a snap, steps up, gets hit but breaks the tackle, and then a shoestring brought down. He tries to flip it like a Brett Favre play to the intended receiver, Jordan Boykin. It was batted down. Fortunate there was no turnover. That's a dangerous pass that Ainati tried to throw.
Pass. And he's trying to scramble here, and he's trying to make something happen. And this is what I mean by doing too much. Luckily for him, there was no interception, but don't try to do too much there. Just go ahead, take the sack, or throw it away, and, you know, live to play another down.
Third down and long, about 17 yards to get that first down. But, of course, it's pretty much fourth down territory here in the CIF. You can kick field goals, but no punting.
Yeah, I'd be the one.
That'd be tough to punt.
Yeah, I'd be the one coach that they would not like because I would be going for it every fourth down. I don't care if I was 4th and 15. We're going for it.
Howard moves to the left from the right. Ainati looking for the snap. We're going to have a false start as it looked like he tried to get a hard count as he turns two is offensive lineman number 79, Fred Ruff, trying to explain what he did there.
Well, he thought they were going on two, and they must have said in the huddle that they were going on three.
And Ruff showed some confusion. I guess he didn't hear the call.
Yeah. That's a heartbreaking mistake right there. Yeah.
And he gets a fist bump from his other offensive lineman. It's something it's good that Ruff is mentioning that to his teammates, so saying, hey, this is what happened. This is why. Okay, we'll work on it next time.
Exactly, because now you got something to practice on, and now you have something to build on. And moving forward, you can make more better improvements on it.
From the 22-yard line, first down is at the 11 on the field of the edge. A high snap, Ionati takes it, throws one deep over the middle, and no one there. Intended receiver, I believe, was Stacy Howard. It was very high. It's going to be fourth down for the Eagles, and decision time here. They are backed up pretty deep.
Yeah, it looks like he puts it up a little bit too high, a little bit too high for anyone to catch that one. I wonder if they go for the field goal here.
They will, as David Thomas comes out to attempt the field goal.
These field goals have to be on a line drive, and that's what the key is here. It's got to be in a line drive, and it's got to be accurate.
And my math is correct, which isn't often. This is going to be about a 43-yard field goal.
Good for you. Your major wasn't math.
It was not math, that is for sure. So let's see what David Thomas can do. Snap is good. Hold is good, but it's blocked by Antonio Ficklin and picked up in the edge. They can bring this back.
Yeah, they can.
And now to about the midfield. Oh. It gets hit hard into the boards, back to about the 22-yard line. So it would have been the same as going for an incomplete pass.
Man,
but what a hit.
Yeah, he got lit up on that sideline. He got lit up.
That was like Dominic McDuffie, who on the return for the edge.
That's what happens when hockey meets football.
It's the indoor football league.
Yeah, exactly.
This is CIF, Champions Indoor Football League football, and that is what it's all about.
And look at this hit again. He's coming around the corner, and boom.
But that was Boykin.
Yeah.
Jordan Boykin, a wide receiver, that laid that hit out.
Well, yeah, he's trying to get it. I mean, he's trying to make sure that they don't return it. So that's good aggressive defense right there when you're playing offense.
Good block there. Good job by Antonio Ficklin of the edge to get in.
And we've been mentioning his name a lot today.
He's had a good game.
Yeah, he
throw
has.
To the outside is incomplete. Anthony Hill's all over Darren Clark as he stares him down.
I like watching cornerbacks and receivers go at it. They have like this. It's like a rap battle, you know? Like, you know, Drake versus Meek Mill, you know? It's something like that. When receivers and corners get together, it's just
there's not a whole lot of one-on-one in football, but that is the main one-on-one matchup.
Exactly.
On the gun is Caleb Holbrook, four wide receiver spread. Takes a snap, no one in the backfield, throws a deep pass, and Anthony Hughes is going to pick this one off. No, he couldn't hold on. It was miscommunication. I was for sure it was going to be brought down. It coming back on the route was Orlando Harris. We're going to get one more look in a second.
Yeah.
He wanted to run a button hook, but Holbrook thought he was going to go deep.
Well, he had a chance to go deep, and I think Holbrook saw that Hughes wasn't paying attention to the play because there was a little confusion on the defense before the snap. So there was a little confusion on the defense before the snap, and Holbrook saw that and thought Anthony Hughes wasn't going to go back.
Well, you know what they say, sometimes for like a basketball shooter, it was too easy of a shot. Maybe that was too easy of an interception.
Yep.
Couldn't pull it down.
Well, you know what? He saw that barrier right there. So, I mean, that plays a big part in
Holbrook
it, too.
Holbrook fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, caught at about the 14-yard line. A diving tackle made on the play by Quinnell Johnson. The catch was hauled in by number 15, Ryan Pejos, who's been a main target of quarterback Caleb Holbrook here this evening.
And the thing is right here is you got to make a defensive stop now. We're looking at fourth down right here. You got to put a stop here.
Big play, fourth down, as Ben just mentioned. Ayub Amidah on the outside, defensive line. In the middle, they have Glenn. They're going to try to get to the quarterback out of the snap. Looking to the right, throws and caught at about the 9-yard line. It's going to be enough for the first down. Chris Muhammad makes the tackle. Darren Clark on the catch.
And that's just a simple comeback. Comeback route, get you a first down so you can, you know, have a fresh set of downs. Now you're looking at first and goal compared to looking at fourth down. So good play right there. Good play design.
A lot of time left here in the fourth quarter. Eagles with a three-point lead. Out of the gun is Holbrook. Two wide receivers to the right, one, two is left. Together in the backfield, Darylin Dunn. And as it pitches off to Dunn, at the 10, there's a flag in the backfield thrown immediately almost. That's usually holding. He's brought down by a gang of Eagles defenders. Making the first hit was Kevin Morris Sr., also Chris Muhammad in on there, and Ayub Amida.
Wow.
I was wrong. It's illegal defense, and that's going to go against Lloyd Morgan.
And I'm a little confused on the illegal defensive part. I don't see it.
It was called almost immediately, right?
Yeah.
After the snap.
He threw that flag out like, you know, he knew exactly what was going
and
on.
And again, too, Benjamin, we talked about it all game long. The penalties have been troublesome for the Eagles, and this may look to hurt them again. It's at about inside the 5-yard line near the 4 as we resume play. The edge
but
knocking on the door of the Eagles. Holbrook,
they get a first down, too.
Out of the gun, fakes the handoff, throws a slant over the middle, and can't make the grab. The intended receiver on the play was Orlandis Harris.
A lot of contact there.
He got hit hard.
Yeah, he did. He got sandwiched there. And there's something just to thread the needle. And he tried to thread the needle, and he got sandwiched there. Good defense by the Eagles.
So second down and goal. We'll see if the Eagles can make a goal line stand here. Ayub Amida, Jordan Miller, and also Leon Mackey playing on the line. Under center in the I form. Taking the snap with Holbrook, a little hitch to the left. Flag is down immediately on the near sideline and brought down in the backfield by Ayub Amida. On the run to the outside was Andre Raymond.
Offsides.
And we're waiting for the signal.
Illegal
defense
illegal
on
defense.
Quinnell Johnson. Their second illegal defense in the last three plays.
And this gets them a new first down.
And illegal defense is one of those plays where it's just an unforced penalty. I know most penalties are unforced when you talk about it, but it's really something
that
is easy to
sure
up. You can prevent that on every play.
Exactly. And that's called discipline. Being disciplined, knowing where you need to be at, where you're not supposed to be at.
So from the 3-yard line, in the I form, in at fullback is Antonio Ficklin. In the backfield is Andre Raymond. As they get off to Ficklin, he powers through the middle and takes the first hit, takes the second hit into the end zone as he does the worm.
Yeah.
And Antonio Ficklin will give the Bloomington Edge the lead back.
This is just straight power, right up the middle, straight power. My power versus your power. Do something about it.
Those big guys, you know, they're not going to go for a long time, but in a short burst, they're tough to stop.
Well, yeah, they like to, you know, flaunt their muscle around, push people around, and that's how bigger guys do it. They push people around and try to get, you know, try and use that muscle as a force.
So the extra point attempt, I should say, by Andrew Larson to put the edge up by 4 is up, and it is no good. It was to the left. So missing the point after attempt, that's going to put the edge up by just 3, which is crucial because it's only a 1 field goal game now, as the edge will lead 30-27.
And once again, the penalties are the backbreaker here. I mean, you have them stopped at fourth down, and you just can't get off the field. And that's the key. You got to get off the field. Not only do you get off the field because you need to get some rest, but you get off the field so your offense can play some more together, so they can build up more chemistry on the field.
See on your screen the special teams unit of the Eagles with guys like Stacey Howard, Jordan Boykin, and Cornell Johnson talking things over. We've seen some highlight plays from this team. They have so much athleticism.
Yeah, they have talent. It's not like they don't have talent, but once again, like I said, they're a new team, and I think that's what's kind of shooting them in the foot is that they're new, and they haven't been playing together for that long. It's not like they've been playing together for like a year or 2 years. I mean, this team probably came together maybe 6 months ago, and they started practicing 6 months ago, so, I mean, it's a little different.
And you got guys coming in and coming out. You're
exactly.
still trying to figure out. I mean, they have their roster, but they have new guys they're bringing in. You know, new receiver, David Jennison, just came in not too long ago. Exactly. Their new kicker just came in, David Thomas. You know, it takes time to find the right mixture of talent and the right mixture of players and the right mixture of character to put together a winning football team.
And it's like they don't have their identity yet. Like they don't have an identity, and they're still looking for it. And it's going to take time, but they can't have – and the penalties that they have right here, those are the kind of penalties that you can't have because those are preventable penalties.
And the kickoff bounces at 21 to the 10, picked up by number 5, Chris Perry, as he runs the 15 to the 20. Go over to the middle to the logo to about the 21-yard line of the edge. Good return by Chris Perry. He had that touchdown run a little bit earlier on a 5-yarder.
Great return,
which was set up by Calvin Phillips.
Great return. And this is what you call just putting your head down and just go.
Just run straight.
Just run straight. Get as much yards as you can. And I guess the pep talk at the middle of the field helped the special teams out right there.
So the Eagles come back out. They trail by 3. Just over 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
You might want to see him, as I look at the replay, you might want to see him slow down a little bit so he can wait for his blockers and set them up correctly. But other than that, great run right there.
It's one thing Devin Hester did so well. He waited a little bit, and then he went.
Yep, exactly.
Iannotti under center. Calvin Phillips in the backfield. He tosses to Phillips to the left as he tries to cut back inside. Now to the outside. He breaks the tackle to the 15, to the 10. He keeps on his feet to the 5. Drumbles into the end zone. Touchdown, Calvin Phillips. What a run by Calvin. 21-yard touchdown. He's been held to almost nothing all game. It's a second touchdown in the game, but he's had no big runs. That time, though, he said, I'm getting in, boys.
Yeah, and if you see right here how many tackles he breaks. Here we go. Looks like 1, 2, 3.
Just count 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
I mean,
he broke quite a few tackles there, and that just shows how much power he has and how well he keeps his legs moving. Even with contact, he keeps his legs moving. 2, 3, 4, and this guy he takes with him. And he's
Calvin
like, I'll take
Phillips.
You with me.
I always say not one guy can bring him down, and that is true as he shows it week in and week out.
And it's strange that the Edge keep on trying to go for his body. When you see how powerful of a runner he is, you know his legs are what are keeping him going.
Extra point is good. It puts the Eagles up by 4, 34 to 30. And Benjamin, at the start of this game, you made a key point that the Eagles were not using Calvin Phillips that much just because the Edge were keying on him. They know how good he is. And they left it on Anthony Iannotti and the receivers to make plays. They kind of took Calvin out of the game, and now they're going to him a lot more. And it seems like this defense isn't expecting because they didn't see much from him in the first half.
No, I mean, they're not expecting it, but at the same time, they're wearing down. And that's what happens with the defense is that you wear down as the game goes along. So the more you play, the more more difficult it becomes to make tackles, the more difficult it becomes to get over to the spots you need to be at. And it gets a little difficult as the game moves on. So as you go through the quarters, you're setting this all up. So in the fourth quarter, you got your workhorse, you give him the ball, and that's why you want to have a lead so you can run the ball even more often than what you normally do in the fourth quarter.
So David Thomas will look to send it deep on the kickoff. Eagles get one back quickly on the Calvin Phillips 21-yard touchdown run on the sweep pass to the outside. The Eagles look to get their first win of the year. They come in 0-3 here to this game. The Bloomington Edge are 1-1. Eagles lost to the Wichita Force last week 54-45. The Bloomington Edge beat the the Sioux City Bandits last week 45-41.
Yeah, the Bandits were in here a couple weeks ago too. It actually looked pretty good.
Low kick to the 5, inside the 5, picked up by Darren Clark as he runs up the middle to the 20, to the 25, inside the 25 to about the 23-yard line. Finally brought down on the play by Calvin Gant. He's had a good game. He's had a touchdown.
He's
back in. You know, I did get the update to he had cramps. That's all it was.
Oh, okay.
So he is okay. That's the first time I've seen him back out in the field, so he's ready to go. But it's still scary, though, when a guy's laying down like that. It could be something as little as cramps,
exactly.
But it could be something much, much worse.
Yeah, you don't want to ever take it for granted. So that's good that they pulled him off the field, took him to the back, or took him to the side and checked him out, because you don't want it to be anything worse, especially in this day and age with concussions and other kind of injuries that are a little bit more life-threatening.
So Caleb Holbrook hands it off to his running back up the middle to about the 15, inside the 15, or maybe about the 14-yard line, Andre Raymond, who's run very well. He did not start the game. They've been going a lot with Darylin Dunn, but Raymond seems to be getting the big carries at the goal line. He gets one there from back at the logo.
And with the replay, it seems like the hole just opened up for him, and he ran right straight through it. And that can't happen with the defense that's trying to make a stop and the defense that's trying to get their first win.
Caleb Holbrook out of the shotgun, two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. He has Andre Raymond on his left hip. He does give it up to Raymond up the middle, and he is stuffed at the line of scrimmage and pulled back and hit hard again. On the end, it was Kevin Morris Sr., but he was still up. Play wasn't blown dead. It was a fair hit.
Yeah, exactly. You don't hear a whistle. You don't stop until you hear the whistle. And that's what Kevin did.
Trying to see who got the first hit on him and try to pull him back.
And
I couldn't see the number.
That's what happened. That first
I believe
hit
that
happened.
Was Leon Mackey.
And once you get the initial contact, and that's what you need. You need initial contact so, you know, your buddies can help you out with the rest of it.
Third down and short out of the shotgun is Holbrook. He moves the receivers in motion. A little skip pass out to the right and pushes it upfield. Gets hit hard by Morris and also in the play, Deontay Ball. And he's going to be close to the first down.
Yeah, it depends on where the spot's at.
And they're going to call it over. They say first down. I don't know about that, but you know what?
Yeah.
They give it to him, so it's going to be a first down.
Let's look at the replay.
No challenges.
See where he was
at. Can't go back. So first down and 10 at about the 12, 13-yard line. Out of the shotgun is Caleb Holbrook as he takes the snap, looks to the right, and throws to the near corner of the end zone. Did he catch it?
Yeah,
he got it. Touchdown, making the play on his second reception for a touchdown of the game was number 15, Ryan Pejos. And the edge reclaimed the lead.
Look at the pass, though. The pass is perfect. He leads him, and he leads him to that corner. And that's what you want to do right there. You want to lead your receiver so he has a chance to make the catch.
Ryan Pejos has had an excellent game here tonight. He's got two touchdown receptions. He had the first touchdown of the game, and he has the last touchdown so far of the game.
And Holbrook puts that ball right on the money, and he puts it where only his receiver can catch it. If he puts it anywhere else, either that's incomplete, out of bounds, or it's getting intercepted.
The extra point is up, and it looked like it went right through. There's flags. There's pushing and shoving at the end of the play. In there from the Eagles was number 51, Jordan Miller. And in there for the edge was number 9, Antonio Ficklin.
And they're still going at it right now. Yeah, they're going to have to separate some of these guys. And get them on their sideline.
Talking words, Leon Mackey as well.
Yeah.
And talking for the edge is Andre Raymond. Is he still in there?
Yeah, and I think you're going to have an unsportsmanlike.
Offsetting, maybe?
It might be.
So they're going to get Leon Mackey on the unsportsmanlike conduct. He's going to be the only one that gets called for the penalty. The extra point was good. Edge lead by 3, 37-34. So we're going back and forth here in the fourth quarter. It was a slow-moving game throughout, but now it's really getting
hot. It's starting
to
pick up. And if you look at this pass right here from Holbrook, it's right on the money. And look at the route that Pejos runs. He fakes like he's going inside and like he's going to go across the middle, and then he comes back to the out route.
Well, it was a tough defense for, I'm trying to see, I believe that was, I don't want to say the name before I see the number on the defense for the Eagles. 21, Cornell Johnson. He was in a tough situation because he was by himself. You see Chris Muhammad was up, and he has to pick a side to go to.
Exactly.
If he goes
one-on-one
to the
covers.
Other side, he's going to get the catch in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. And right there he had one-on-one coverage, so he was by himself. And he kind of got lost because he bit on the middle route, and he couldn't get back in time for the out route.
So kickoff is caught at the 2-yard line. Taken up is number 5, Chris Perry, as he runs to the right to the far sideline. Gets hit hard at about the 22-yard line. Finally brought down. Eagles will set up from there.
I think right there that's when you want to hesitate and wait for your sideline blocker to come up the field and make a block.
Now Chris Perry's a guy, he just goes.
Yeah,
he
just goes. And the thing is, you got to have a little patience because if he waits for the block, he can spring that to the outside and take it to the house on the outside running down the sideline.
And the reason why you see the ball being moved back, remember that unsportsmanlike contact penalty on Leon Mackey. It's assessed to the end of the kickoff return. So it's going to be 15 yards back. So they're actually going to start from the 11-yard line.
And this you kind of got to use as a blessing in disguise and put a good drive here. You got the length of the field to go. Go ahead and put a good drive. Build your chemistry and build and improve on what you already have and all the positive stuff that you have going on out here.
Just over 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Iannotti under center. He's got Jensen to his left, and now he moves trips left as he pitches to Calvin Phillips up to the left side, to the 15, to the 20. He gets brought down at about the 23, 22-yard line. So he gets back to the original where they're going to start it without that penalty. It will be a first down. Calvin Phillips has his last two runs have been spectacular.
He's waking up, and right now the defense is tired. The edge defense is tired. They've been on the field a lot. So now you open them up with the run game.
I'll tell you what, too. If it wasn't for the blown dad because his helmet came off,
he
would have been in three times.
Exactly.
So Iannotti out of the gun. First down and 10 from the 22-yard line. He's got Calvin Phillips on his left hip. Waiting for the snap. He takes it. Gives off to Calvin Phillips. He runs right up the middle. Gets stuffed at the line of scrimmage. But again, Antonio Ficklin. We've called his name a plethora amount of times here tonight.
Awesome
he's been
game.
A beast up front.
Yeah, he's for the edge, he's their player of the game.
He's also played some offense, too, at fullback.
Yeah, he has. And that, what a big stop right there. Met him at the point of attack, sheds off the block, and makes the tackle. Yeah, he's playing a huge game.
Second down in about 11 to go. As Iannotti comes out of the shotgun set. Stacy Howard in the slot behind him on the left, along with Jennison. You have on the right Jordan Boykin. Taking the snap, it's a high snap, it's fumbled by Iannotti. He picks it back up, throws one deep to the end zone to Stacy Howard, and it's intercepted in the back of the end zone by number 22. That's Dominic McDuffie, and not a smart decision by Iannotti to send that in the... Sure looked for something much shorter. He still had a little bit of time. I don't know what you saw down there, Benjamin, with Stacy Howard. What you think?
I think you dump it off to Calvin Phillips on the end. You know, you don't have anything open downfield. And once again, the snap is what really messes it all up, you know, because you have a bad snap. And so that disrupts the initial play that you had drawn up. And then you're scrambling. You're trying to make something happen. And you try too hard to make something happen, try to do too much. Instead of just saying, you know what, either A, I'm going to run and pick up positive yardage, or B, I see Calvin Phillips open in the flat, let me dump it off to him so he can run positive yardage. But you need some positivity out of that play instead of throwing an interception.
Holbrook hands it off to his running back up the middle, out to the far sideline, hit by Anthony Hughes first, and skipping over to the first down marker is number 2, Darylin Dunn. As he picks up the first down and moves chains for the edge. Difficult situation now for the Eagles. Under 2 minutes and counting, down by 3. They need to get the ball back. They need to get a score on the board. But it's going to be tough here. They need a turnover. They need a stop right now.
Yeah, they do. They need some kind of something to happen here where their defense makes a stand here.
Caleb Holbrook looks over the sideline. He has his helmet off.
Because Time becomes a factor now. Time does become a factor.
And they wait some time. Let's get the call from the official. So they threw a flag. I didn't see the flag come down.
I didn't see the flag come down.
But there was no foul on the play.
I'm a little curious about this crew tonight. They've had a couple flags where they've thrown out there where they haven't needed them. So, these are the t-shirts that I've been
Go down
for.
And get one, Ben.
Well, I'm trying to get them thrown up here.
I don't know if they can get it up that far.
Man, one of them have to have a cannon, you know. One of them play some softball or play some, you know, football something.
Chicago Eagles down by 3 here, 37-34.
And right now the defense has to step up right here and make a stop. And that's simple as it can get. You got to make a stop here.
It's been a high scoring fourth quarter. I mean, the game through the first three was really slow paced.
Yeah.
It wasn't a whole lot of big plays.
And then all of a sudden the offense woke up and started going downfield, starting getting big runs. I mean, you got a whole bunch of stuff that started happening in the fourth quarter. And it's a tribute to the defense is getting tired, and they're a little fatigued. So, you know, certain things are going to be opened up that way.
On the shotgun is Caleb Holbrook. As he takes the snap, it's a low snap, pressure coming. He breaks out to the far sideline to the 20 and wrestled down at about the 23-24. Brought down on the play by number 23. That, again, is Deontay Ball, who's had one heck of a football game here tonight.
Yeah, he has. And, you know, I must admit, both of these quarterbacks are aggressive, you know. And
they're not afraid
styles,
to run.
They're not afraid to run, and they're not afraid to get hit. And that's one thing I do like about both the quarterbacks. Holbrook, he goes into action, initiates contact, and he takes the hit, keeps it moving. Iannotti, the same thing. Iannotti goes into action, keeps it moving, you know. And that's one thing you got to give credit to both of these quarterbacks. They don't shy away from contact whatsoever.
That was a timeout by the Eagles. They got to stop the clock. Only 52 seconds remaining in this game. They're down by three. They don't have the ball. Out of the shotgun is Holbrook. Three wide receivers still right in the backfield. This is running back Darylin Dunn. And a fumble. And smart play by Holbrook just to dive on it, knowing the situation. That's the last thing they want to do is turn the ball over.
And that's the thing. You want to dive on that, and you want to keep the clock moving because now they have to burn a timeout. Also, the ball stops when it's like that. Okay.
If they don't advance the ball, it's going to stop the clock. It's only a running clock if they advance the ball. So there was no. So it actually works really well for the Eagles.
Yeah, it does because they get to keep two of their timeouts.
So they will, but it will start off again on the snap.
Learn something new about this game every day.
Rules are different than the pro game.
Right.
Taking the snap is Holbrook looking deep downfield. Pressure coming, and he just throws it out of bounds. And as he was getting wrestled down, bails himself out. As in on the play for the Eagles, Jordan Miller, as well as Ayub Amidah.
Fourth down. Now let's see what they're going to do here.
And you got to think, this is a very, very crucial moment in this game, Ben. 44 seconds left. It's fourth down. If the Eagles stop them here, they get the ball back and a chance to score.
And this, yeah, like you're saying, Cody, this is a huge.
Now they're going to kick a field goal.
Now, even if they do make the field goal, there's still enough time to, you know, march down the field and have a touchdown.
You got Calvin Gant back deep to return in case he shorts it. Big play, Andrew Larson. Snap, the hold, the kick is up. It's a line drive. It's going to bounce into the end zone and over, and it'll be blown dead. So the Eagles will take over with 37 seconds left.
And a chance to win the game. And this is you can't ask for anything better. You know, you have the ball. You're the last team with the ball. So it's all on you. Either you score here or, you know, you walk away with the loss.
Look at the game reset for the Chicago Eagles. They have to go 45 yards. They only have less than 40 seconds to do it. They have two timeouts. They're down by three. A field goal will tie it. Touchdown obviously puts them over. So they have a lot of different options they can do. You see Anthony Iannotti talking with his offensive coordinator on the play. Offensive coordinator is Jeff Harris, of course. Iannotti in the huddle with his team. They break huddle. Calvin Phillips in the backfield. On the left, you have David Jennison and Stacey Howard along with Boykin. The snap from Iannotti takes it. Looks downfield, steps up. He's going to run it himself. Gets to about the 10-yard line, hit hard. Seeing it really quickly was the linebacker, number 5, Dante McCoy, and the Eagles have to burn a timeout.
And that's a nice play right there. I mean, you get yardage there. You don't make any mistakes. You use a timeout. You want more yardage. You're wishing you had at least the 10, but not bad. Drop back. You know what I'm saying? You don't lose anything here, but you gain a whole lot by, you know, gaining at least 5 yards. So you burn a timeout, you get closer, hey, next play you get to live another down.
Right now, Anthony just has to forget that interception, wash it out of his brain, and go and help his team secure this victory.
And you got to think, too, you do have a field goal, or you do have a kicker that can kick from this distance. So it's not a bad thing just to pick up good yardage.
For the 10-yard line, Iannotti takes the snap, looks downfield, throws one to the sideline, caught near the sideline at about the 20-yard line by Jordan Boykin.
And, good and
that's
going
to stop the clock.
Good way to get out of bounds.
And move the chains as well, which is very important as you're on your way down.
Exactly. And you know what? You don't want to run out of time here either. So they need to get in and out of the huddle. Make
and
sure
they only have one timeout, too. Yep.
Make
so you
sure
want
to
look
everything
to the
sideline. Is efficient. You want to be as efficient as possible here. No wasted plays.
Iannotti out of the gun. He's got Calvin Phillips on his left hip. Two wide right receivers to the right. One to the left is Boykin as they'll get a head start. Iannotti takes a pass to Boykin. Now throws one deep. Does he have him beat? Is a flag down and it's caught by Boykin in the end zone.
It. Touchdown. What an amazing
touchdown,
catch.
Eagles.
Wow. That
Boykin
was awesome.
Went up and grabbed it. He went on one-on-one against number 22, Dominic McDuffie.
Great pump fake. And the contact happened before the
you
pass.
You see the line judge. There was a flag, but I believe that's going to be on the defense.
Yeah. And great pump fake by Iannotti.
He really sold it, and that drew the defender in. And Boykin knew the whole time. He
didn't throw
to me on the first one. I'm going to keep going. And he hits him on the second one. What an athletic play by Boykin.
Another thing, going back to what happened in the end zone, Iannotti has confidence to throw to Boykin because he can make catches like this, because he can go up and make catches. Look at that catch. Oh, my goodness. That is amazing.
Well,
he goes up and he cuts the defender off,
He
too.
Didn't get the first one with his teammate David Jennison.
Yeah,
there's no way he's
going to
give
one.
Away his second one
no.
as Boykin pulls one in. His first touchdown reception here tonight. Eagles go up 40-37, pending the extra point from their kicker, David Thomas. It's up. It's wide left, I believe. I don't think that went in. No good. So it remains just a three-point game. Not over yet.
Not over yet.
Even if he made it, it wouldn't be over yet. There's still time
there's
left.
There's still 17
and
seconds
And the Edge
left.
Have three timeouts remaining.
Yes, they do.
But what a drive there from the Eagles. We've seen them in close games so far all year long. Obviously, it's not over. It's far from over. But to come down by three and go all the way the length of the field and put points on the board, it's got to hype this team up, and the defense has to be ready
to
go.
Yeah, they have to be ready to go. And especially, it starts with the special teams right now. Special teams got to get down there. They got to cover this kick and make sure that you don't give up any cheap yardage. And what I mean by cheap yardage, if you got a tackle and you got a tackle that you need to make that tackle and not give up any extra yardage after that.
And we just had overtime here a few weeks ago.
Yeah. We love the extra
not
time.
Far,
huh?
It's not far-fetched. We may see another one.
Yeah.
But hopefully we don't. We want to see the Eagles close it out.
Yeah, we want to see the Eagles close it out. Hopefully, maybe I would like a fumble here on this kickoff, you know? Wishful thinking.
Chicago Eagles looking for their first win here at home, UIC Pavilion in Chicago, Illinois. You're in the Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network, powered by IMS and Eversport. Here comes the kickoff from David Thomas, as it's a good one-line drive can be taken by Darren Clark outside the end zone, up to the 10, to the 15 on the near sideline, to the 20, and he's pushed out of bounds by Cornell Johnson. I should say pushed the boards.
Yeah.
They do count out of bounds when you put it over.
Yeah, right.
So technically there is an out of bounds, but it's board.
It's boards.
So about the 22-yard line will be where it's
boards,
spotted.
And those boards aren't forgiving at all. You get run into those, then, you know, you might feel it for a couple of days.
Good crowd on hand here at the UIC Pavilion.
And here's the score again. Look at the fake. And look at the hesitation by Boykin to set up the DB. A great play all around. Now let's see if the defense can come out here and make a stand.
They need one. They need one big play. And I tell you what I'm looking at is Deontay Ball, who's been so far the player of the game. He's got two forced fumbles, made some crucial tackles. Out of the shotgun is Caleb Holbrook as he throws out to the outside and too strong on the play on the defense. And the receiver was Calvin Gant playing some tight coverage on number 14. That's Orlando's Quares. And the throw just too strong by Caleb Holbrook. Second down.
I think the pressure. I don't know why he's not comfortable. I don't see why he's not comfortable in the pocket. He had kind of all day to throw that ball, and he picked his first option. So We'll see what happens here.
Be second down and 10.
Defense needs to get pressure on the quarterback. They can't let him sit back there like that last play.
And a fumble on the snap by Holbrook. It's recovered by the Eagles.
And they got it. It's our ball.
Turnover.
They got it.
Game
they got
over.
It.
Recovering the play was Jordan Miller, the former Chicago Bear.
Yep.
He's loved here in Chicago.
Yeah, he has. Look, Holbrook's not even ready for it. It just gets him right in, right.
And
gets a hike in it.
He didn't even see it. And it went right in the place where the sun don't shine.
Yeah, exactly, where you don't want to get hit with a ball.
I mean, I'm sure he was wearing productive equipment.
But you don't want to get hit right there.
He was looking for to make a change as he's not even looking at the center.
And then the ball comes
right off of him.
And then you're forced to recover that. You know, after you get hit like that and you're forced to recover it, bad turnover by the edge, but a good turnover for the Eagle. Wow, this is awesome. This is awesome.
Now, the Edge still have three timeouts, so you know they're going to call him right away, but 8 seconds left, you can just kind of run around a little bit.
I mean, you can kind of, well, since that rule that you don't advance the ball, so you can't
take a knee. You have to call play. Right. So Iannotti under center, Calvin Phillips in the backfield. I assume they're handing off to Calvin Phillips.
I would.
Iannotti takes the snap. He does hand off to Phillips right up the middle. He gets hit hard, and again, Antonio Ficklin. I tell you what, this guy, he's a player on the defensive line.
Yeah, he is. And he's been making big plays all night tonight.
I mean, there's not too many people that can bring down Calvin Phillips, but Ficklin is one of them.
Yeah, and I think he's accepted the challenge to bring him down.
So second down and 10, just 5 seconds to go. The Edge, of course, did not have to burn a timeout. Iannotti under center. He's got Phillips behind him. 5 seconds to go. Eagles got to hold on here. Up by 3, 40-37. Takes the snap. Tosses to Phillips. To the outside, there's a flag down immediately. And Phillips is brought down in the backfield by Quince Holman. They sound the horn, but there was a flag down.
Let's see what the flag is all about.
Want to wait for the flag call.
Yeah.
As it's going to be on the Edge. The Eagles decline it. Eagles win.
The Eagles win.
Here at home, their first of the season as they improve to 1-3. The Bloomington Edge fall to 1-2. Chicago Eagles are your winners tonight at the UIC Pavilion in Chicago, Illinois, 40-37. You see Jordan Boykin made the catch of the night on a pass from Anthony Iannotti to give them that lead, and it was the final score of the game.
And it's like the passing game decided to wake up and show up tonight, because they ended up having that's how they scored two of their touchdowns, is by passing the ball. And Iannotti, awesome job. Now look at, we're going back to the winning touchdown. Look at the pump fake, and then all of a sudden the stop and go by the receiver. He stops, DB gets lost, he even tries to hold him. I mean, right there, when you're lost like that, to stop a touchdown, you need to tackle him. And look at Jordan Boykin go up for the catch, come down with it. He said, you're not taking this one away from me. I had one taken away from me before, and this one isn't going to be the one.
And our own Danielle Bilaski is with Jordan Boykin, and we are going to go to Danielle right now.
Hey, guys, I'm here with Jordan Boykin. Jordan, 30 seconds left of fourth quarter. The ball's up. What is in your mind?
Just go get it. I've been nagging coach all day to throw him in a deep ball, and finally got it when it mattered. So,
good job, and congratulations on your first win. How does it feel as an Eagle to make history right now?
Hey, it feels great, man. We've been fighting for this for too long, so now to finally get it, it feels good. It feels really good.
All right, so you have a bye next week, and how do you guys plan to bounce off of this and come back into the next week game against Omaha?
Yeah, we already planning our workouts for this upcoming week. We're keeping our foot on the pedal. We're going all the way through the playoffs. We got to keep it going.
Great job. Congratulations. Enjoy. Back to you guys. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Danielle. Again, that was Jordan Boykin, star receiver for the game. Made that excellent grab on the pump fake from Anthony Iannotti, and Boykin pulls it in on the single coverage going up against Dominic McDuffie. Eagles win their first game here at the UIC Pavilion, 40-37.
Awesome. Awesome job all across the board. Defense stood their ground and made stands and stops when they were supposed to. We did have a couple bumps in the road with the penalties, but they're going to have to shore that up in the next couple of weeks. And as we go back to the replays, here's the pump fake. Now look at how he sells the pump fake. That's an awesome sell on it. And you know what? We forgot to mention that the offensive line does an amazing job to give him time to do that, because you can't do that if you don't have time. So right here, he pump fakes it, and then all of a sudden, he's going deep. And great way to go up for the ball as well.
What a
go
catch.
Go up at his highest point, go get the ball, go act like you want the ball, and be aggressive about it.
What a play by Jordan Boykin.
And we're going to take another look again. And like I said, it's all across the board. Great play design, great by the offensive line, great by the quarterback, and great by the receiver to make the catch.
We're going to step away for just a moment. Stay tuned here. We're going to have your post game in just a few minutes.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beyonair.com.
¿Quieres tener un trabajo en algo que te encante, que sea divertido y conozcas a muchas personas? El Illinois Media School tiene muchas cosas increíbles que ofrecer. No solo hacer segmentos de audio, al aire o usar equipo de cámara. Incluso puedes tener tu propio show de radio o televisión y ser exitoso. ¡Llama ahora! Este programa especial te da el camino rápido a entrenar en la industria y puedes tener tu propio show en solo semanas. Illinois Media School. Llama al 630-916-1700 o visita bianair.com/Lombard y empieza tu carrera en broadcasting.
Welcome in to the Chicago Eagles postgame show here on the Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network, powered by IMS and Eversport. I'm Cody Grant, along with Benjamin Fonseca. Chicago Eagles get their first win of the season, improved to 1-3 in dramatic fashion. You know, Anthony Iannotti threw that interception in the far end zone, and they came back. You thought maybe they're going to fall short, but they don't. Iannotti comes back, a huge pump fake that was sold better than anything, and he finds Jordan Boykin in the near corner as he goes up and comes down with it, climbing the ladder. What a finish. One more look at Iannotti's throw, Benjamin.
Look at this, the stop and go. What a beautiful stop and go. One of the best ones I've seen, and I mean, I've seen quite a few, and that one was a good one. And he goes up and he makes the catch at the highest point, which is, man, this is amazing. Amazing game. Congratulations to the Eagles that they actually won, you know, they got their first win, and awesome job by them.
And here's the turnover at the end. I mean, what could you say about that? It was just not the edge's night.
But you know, those are the kind of bad breaks that the Eagles were getting, and now the edge were getting them. And that what a turn of events that all of a sudden the edge were the ones that were on the downside, and they were the ones that were making the mistakes towards the end of the game, and the Eagles were the ones that were playing a pretty good, perfect game.
We're going to get a highlight of all the scoring plays. Here's the first one on the pass to Ryan Pejos, who had just an absolute stud of a game. Yeah, two touchdowns for the edge. He's definitely a player.
And they kind of ran the same play that they ran at the end of the game. It's kind of the same play, just an out route.
And here's the run by quarterback Caleb Holbrook, who was hit hard by Deontay Ball and took back to the house by Gant.
Yeah, and this is what gets the scoring started. And right here, like I said, good hit, good tackle. Good hit right there. Right on the ball, right on the arms. Knock it out. And take it to the house.
And he's waving goodbye on that one.
Yeah, he's showboating a little bit there.
Here's a run by Holbrook showing what he can do offensively as a quarterback, too. You mentioned both these quarterbacks very similar, Iannotti and Holbrook.
Yeah, and this is a good fake right here. Had the defense fooled completely because they all went with the running back, and they forgot about the quarterback and where the ball was at.
And how about this run by Calvin Phillips right up the middle off the shotgun set?
Yeah, and he finally gets to the house here. He was getting a little frustrated during the game, but, you know, he finally gets to the house and he finally scores a touchdown. And it's glad to see Calvin, you know, getting in there. He's been doing pretty good lately, and, you know, he's one of the positive pieces of the team. So
this was the toss to the outside to Andre Raymond. as he gets a couple blocks from his fullback and receivers.
Yeah, this looked like a receiving tandem right there. This was a receiving touchdown just because of the blocks they picked up on the end. And right here, just blocks. And that's what you need to have a productive running game. You need blocks all over the field.
Well, Antonio Ficklin really did it all. You see him at fullback number 9. He's a defensive tackle. He was in on almost every defensive play, and he played some offense for them
as
well.
Yeah, he had a big game tonight. He had an awesome game, and it's one of the good things out of the edge.
Here's the prayer, thrown up right to the middle and finally brought down by David Jennison.
And I want to say that kind of got their passing game ignited because they've been struggling in the passing game for the past couple of weeks, and this they come down with this touchdown, and all of a sudden they start having more passing touchdowns.
And just the trust in receivers, too, for Anthony to throw that one up.
And you know what? And the thing is with Iannotti, and just like you said, the trust. And I think that's going to come along with as much as you play and you continue to play with those same guys, you start trusting them more.
And Chris Perry's run after it was a long run by Calvin Phillips. He came off. Chris Perry got in, and he scored his first touchdown of the night.
That was the one, the play before that. I guess he lost his helmet, right?
Yeah. He had that long run on that, and he came off the field.
Yeah, so that's something that he was kind of upset, but he congratulated his teammate once he came off the field.
So the Chicago Eagles, a huge victory here. Exciting game.
Exciting back and forth.
You mentioned, too. You got to give it up to the Bloomington Edge, how well they played.
They came in here and they played. They played hard, and they were out here. And they at one moment, we thought not again, and that they were going to win.
And there was Antonio Ficklin. Like I said, he was just a stud. He did everything offensively and defensively for the Edge. But the Eagles, they struck back after each time the Edge
struck.
They answered.
Each time that the Edge scored, they answered, which is a positive sign going forward.
Long run by Calvin Phillips broke, what, you said 6 tackles on that?
Yeah, he was just a man possessed. He was going to the house regardless of who was in his way or what was in his way. I don't really think anyone could have brought him down right there.
And this was the final score for the Edge, with just 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It was the pass for a second touchdown reception, Ryan Pahos.
And it's the same play they ran in the first quarter. Just the same play, just a harder fake to the inside than what they had in the first quarter. And that's the thing with these guys. And here's the pump fake.
Play of the game.
Okay. Here's the pump fake. Awesome pump fake. Good job by the line. And there you go. Go get the ball at the top. And like I said, it's all together. All together. And this is a great pump fake. And look at Jordan Boykin go up for the ball.
He went up
for the ball in the back of the end zone.
I think our director, Peter Ferrari's favorite play of the game.
Yeah, at the end. And this one is heartbreaking because you know what? This normally is on our side. And tonight it happened on the other side, which is great.
Just a miscommunication between – I mean
– he wasn't ready for it.
It was just all out a great game. Both teams played well all the way up to the end. But coming out with a victory, Chicago Eagles.
And I don't know about you, but if I get hit like that, I'm not expecting to recover a ball.
I don't think you are.
I'm not going to go recover a ball or anything like that. I've got other things on my mind.
Well, it's been yeah, you do, don't you? It's been Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network powered by IMS and Eversport. A great game. Chicago Eagles, of course, get the victory on their home field in front of their home fans. A few of the fans from the Bloomington Edge came out, and so thank you for coming out.
Yeah.
Bloomington, too, supporting their team. They came out hard, too. There was a lot of fans.
I seen them outside tailgating, actually, and that was pretty nice to see that turnout. And hopefully we can continue to get those kind of turnouts because, you know what, arena football and indoor football is here now, so come out.
What do you got your player of the game, Benjamin?
My player of the game has to be Jordan Boykin.
You're picking Jordan Boykin.
Since the catch, he had the key catch. He also made some nice catches during the game, and you know what? He helps Calvin Phillips get that touchdown at the end too with blocking. So I give it to him.
Coming up, they have a kind of a longer break between this game and next. They'll be at home here at the UIC Pavilion against the Omaha Beef, and then they have a game on April 16th against the Sioux City Bandits, a rematch, which I'm sure the Eagles are looking forward to. And then they go on the road for 5 straight games. Beef, Force, Liberty, Beef again, the Edge, and then they round it out on May 28th back here at the UIC Pavilion in Chicago, Illinois, against the Omaha Beef one more time. So still a lot of games left, and they showed some great promise here tonight. They improved on a lot of facets in this game, Benjamin, and still, though, you got to work on the penalties.
Yeah.
I think that's the main key.
Exactly, and that's the one thing that you got to work on. And that's going to come with chemistry, and that's going to come with being, you know, being in playing together more often, you know, being together more often, being on the field more often, and that's going to all come, and hopefully they can build on this win. This was a great win and continue the momentum and, you know, heading in the right direction right now.
No, they definitely are. I'm going to give you my player of the game, though. I have to say Deontay Ball. I mean,
yeah,
two forced fumbles.
I'm
not taking anything away from Jordan Boykin. Obviously, catch of the game, but I just got to give it to the defense to Deontay Ball. He was unbelievable.
And he had a great game. He was in on every tackle, and he was the one that caused the fumble to get the scoring started to begin with. And I think he had another fumble causing play in the third or fourth quarter. So, yeah, I can agree there with you.
Well, I want to give it up to our crew. They've done a great job, as they always do. Peter Ferrari, our director, along with Lee Saldana, also camera like Eddie Duckworth and Enrique Benedez, and also Hector as well, our sideline reporter Danielle B. Lesky, and, of course, my color commentator, Benjamin Fonseca. Always a great job. Thank you. I am Cody Grant. That's going to do it here for us. We'll catch you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network, powered by IMS and Eversport, for the Chicago Eagles games. Catch us here at home. Have a good night.
Good night.